9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Geno, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. For misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Says Loki still a gen. And I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker win a solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict cross the avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down Parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a night.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello, and welcome into Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley. Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show, and it's game number 4 of this 6-game series. Game number 10 overall of this 12-game homestand for the Rough Riders, and it's an exciting matchup. Sam Whiting gets the ball for San Antonio, coming off of back-to-back losses are the Missions. They sit at 22-25 in this second half and 53-62 overall on the year. The Rough Riders riding that 2-game winning streak, leading this series 2-1, 3 games in. They are 26-22 in this second half. And last night marked win number 70 for the Riders. 70-47 overall. So Sam Whiting gets the ball, making his third start at the AA level this year. He is 0-1 with a 3.68 ERA. That's three earned runs over 7 1/3 innings of work. He has been pretty solid for San Antonio. The 23-year-old, originally from Sacramento, California, will get the ball, and he'll go toe-to-toe against Nick Krauth. Krauth is 7-5 with a 5.84 ERA, and his last appearance for the Rough Riders was last week against Springfield. He went 3 1/3, giving up 3 earned runs on 5 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. That was a relief appearance. Krauth making his first start with the Rough Riders since back on July 12th against Northwest Arkansas here at Riders Field. Krauth has seen plenty of San Antonio in his career. He's 2-1 with a 5.28 ERA this year across 15 1/3 innings, but he is 3-3 with a 5.73 ERA overall in his career over the last two seasons with the Rough Riders against the Missions. He gets the ball tonight for the Riders. Should be an exciting one. Krauth's overall numbers on the air, he's 7-5, so those 7 wins, the active leader for the Rough Riders on this roster. And the numbers to look out for Krauth are keeping the walk numbers low. When he fires in the zone, he's pretty effective. 42 walks on the air to 61 strikeouts across 86 1/3 innings of work. He attacks with a 6-pitch mix, a 4-seam fastball, sinker, cutter, curveball, sweeper, and changeup mix for the right-hander in Krauth. We'll step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, you'll get part one of our interview with Rough Riders catcher Cooper Johnson talking a little bit about what it was like to catch Jacob DeGrom last night.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Now we're now joined by Rough Riders catcher Cooper Johnson. Cooper, let's go back to last night. Jacob DeGrom on the hill. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, well, it was definitely a really cool experience and something I've never really experienced before. Just someone that is as polished and as professional as he is about his, you know, pregame work, his pregame bullpen, obviously what he does on the mound during the game. It was just an incredible display of you know, stuff paired with pitch execution, and it's pretty easy to see why, you know, he's a 2-time Cy Young winner and or maybe more, you know, considered one of the best in the world, if not the best. So it was a really cool experience, and I feel like I learned a lot.
No doubt. I mean, that's a guy that's running up at 100 plus on a usual basis with so much ease. Do you feel like just watching him, you see the same thing? Just it's so easy to him to hit that high velocity?
For sure. It's definitely an effortless delivery. But I feel like that's what allows him to be so repeatable and execute his pitches at such a high clip. The mechanics are pretty much spotless, and you know, everything's fluid, his body works correctly, and I think that that's what allows him to, you know, have the stuff paired with the command.
No doubt. Well, you hear so many people talk about, and in their minds they think how hard it is to catch a guy like that, and the stuff is there, but would you say he's a relatively easy guy to catch?
Yeah, I mean, definitely one of the easier, like, rehab big league guys that I've caught, if not the easiest, just simply being that when you call a pitch and you set up in a location, like, you're very confident that he's going to execute the pitch in that location or somewhere close. What usually makes a guy difficult to catch is just when you're not able to anticipate what the ball is going to do, and you're sort of reading and reacting to the baseball as opposed to being able to anticipate pitch movement and location. And so I felt like every time I called a pitch, I was very confident that it would be executed in that location and that I knew what the ball was going to do. And so, yeah, it was an easy catch for sure, which is props to him.
Love it. Cooper, we'll leave you with one last thing. You're coming off the last time behind the plate. You're catching Jacob DeGrom. I'm sure he was up there on your list of guys that you would want to catch. Do you have one name that sticks out as a guy that you would just love to catch? It can be past or present. How about that?
I would love to catch Logan Webb on the Giants. He's one of my favorite pitchers to watch. He executes pitches. He knows how to pitch. He knows how to sequence. And he's just a guy that, you know, definitely, you know, he's a big league arm, so he has good stuff. But there's plenty of guys in the big leagues that have better stuff than he does. But, you know, he manages to pile great year after great year with, you know, not considered the greatest stuff in the big leagues, but excellent pitch execution, and he just really knows what he's doing out there. So that's definitely one guy I would love to catch.
That's part one of our interview with Rough Riders catcher Cooper Johnson. You can get part two of that interview tomorrow at 6:50 here on the Riders pregame show. We're going to go ahead and step aside, but when we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday, home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Mavey with you here on the pregame show. It's game four of this six-game series. The Rough Riders wrapping up a 12-game homestand here over the weekend. A beautiful Friday night for baseball. We're about 5 minutes away from first pitch, and let's get you set with the starting lineups. First, for the visiting San Antonio Missions, managed by Luke Montz, it is Ripken Reyes after a night off. He's back at the top of the card and playing shortstop. Connor Hollis, who's been hot all series, hitting an even 500. He will play second base and hit second. Romeo Sanabria mans the one bag in the three spot in this order. The cleanup man, Cole Cummings, will roam in left field, followed by the third baseman, Marcus Castagnon. Michael De La Cruz will bat sixth. He's the designated hitter tonight. Joshua Mears in center field after playing right last night. He'll bat seventh. Batting eighth is the catcher, Anthony Villar, and rounding things out for the Missions, Robert Perez Jr., the right fielder. Again, for the Missions, it is Reyes, Hollis, Sanabria, Cummings, Castagnon, De La Cruz, Mears, Villar, and Perez Jr. For the Rough Riders, coming off of a win last night, 5-4 the final, two games in a row for the Rough Riders, and sitting at the 70 win mark, 70-47, the Riders managed by Carlos Cardoza will line up as follows. It's Alejandro Osuna, the center fielder, leading things off, followed by Keber Rodriguez. He homered last night. He's the shortstop. Cody Freeman also homered yesterday. He's the third baseman batting third. Abimelech Ortiz, who's been a hot bat in this lineup, mans the one bag. He's the cleanup man tonight. Josh Hatcher coming off an 0-for-4 night in his return to the Riders. He's the designated hitter batting fifth. Aaron Zavala bats sixth. He's the left fielder. Luis Mieses opposite of him in the outfield and right field batting seventh. Alex DeGoti rejoins the lineup tonight for Frisco. He's the second baseman. And rounding things out is the catcher, Tucker Mitchell, in the ninth spot again for Frisco. Osuna, Rodriguez, Freeman, Ortiz, Hatcher, Zavala, Mieses, DeGoti, and Mitchell. Mention the starting matchup tonight. Sam Whiting getting the ball for the Missions. It'll be Nick Krauth making his return via start for the Rough Riders, mentioned in the pregame show. It had been a while since the last time Krauth has taken the mound as a starter for the Rough Riders, and that's because he's been used some out of the pen for Frisco. And he also had a stint at the AAA level with Round Rock. He went 0-1 in his span there, but pitched pretty well. So Nick Krauth gets the ball for the Riders, and he opposes the right-hander and Sam Whiting. Young in his AA career, Whiting has to go against a lineup in Frisco that has seen a power surge, coming up 3 homers last night. And for Whiting, he struggled a bit against lefties. The Rough Riders lineup tonight loaded with left-handers. Should be a lot of fun. Game 118 coming up next. Zach Bigley takes us the first pitch when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase 2 tickets for the game, get 2 Dallas Stars preseason tickets and 2 co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's a whole new type of ball game on September 6th at Riders Field for Dia de los Quesos, when the Rough Riders will transform into their alternate identity, Quesos de Frisco. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Quesos de Frisco for a third and final time on September 6th, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health. First pitch at 7:05, come on early for music, dancing, and more. See you on September 6th against the Wichita Wind Surge for Dia de los Quesos in Frisco. Get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Josh Hatcher, a 3-run walk-off homer.
Dives and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a gorgeous Friday night for baseball, the Rough Riders turn to Nick Krauth on the mound for Game 4 of this 6-game series against San Antonio. Hi, everybody, and welcome high atop Riders Field alongside Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you wherever you are on this Friday as the Rough Riders look to build off back-to-back wins in this 6-game series
against San Antonio. What a night it was last night as Frisco eked down a 5-4 victory on the back of Jacob DeGrom's rehab start. They hit three homers as well on the offensive side, and Frisco is playing some very good baseball right now. Nick Krauth makes yet another appearance against the San Antonio Missions in his career. It's his eighth career outing against the Padres affiliate. And we are ready for baseball as Ripken Reyes stands in from the left side of the plate tonight. We're ready for Game 4 of this series. Not only Game 4, but head-to-head matchup number 22 between these two teams this year. First pitch of the ballgame on the way from Nick Krauth, and it's on the outside corner for a strike. We're underway at 7:07, just 2 minutes tardy on this gorgeous night. 95 degrees, our first pitch temperature, the 0-1. Reyes grounds it softly on a few hops, swimming along the dirt out to second. And DeGody gobbles it in and throws him out. One away. Connor Hollis makes his way to the plate. Hollis 7 for 14 in this series of the home run. 95 degrees our temperature, 97 our feels like. Sunshine up above, 14-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field with gusts of 22 miles an hour. First pitch, just outside, 1-0. Hull is just a 238 hitter on the year, but boy, has he given the Rough Riders some trouble. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It's high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Hull is the Texas League batting champion in 2022, and he's put together quite the nice little stretch against Frisco. Here's the offering in. And that finds the outside corner a strike. Two balls and one strike. San Antonio overall has really struggled on the offensive side, and the same can be said head-to-head against Frisco, as this offering finds the outside corner again with a fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. They're hitting just .213 as a team against the Riders, and in 21 head-to-head games, San Antonio has struggled to score runs. They're averaging just 3 runs a game against Frisco, as the Riders have won 18 of the 21 meetings. 2-2. Fouled away down the right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. Just about as dominant as you can possibly be in the game of baseball against one team. 18-3. And they have not lost more than one game in a series head-to-head against these Missions this year. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball. Swept out to short. Rodriguez vacuums it in. He tosses across and gets it. Two up. Two ground ball outs for Nick Krauth. Romeo Sanabria takes his turn now in a scoreless top of the first inning. Sanabria facing the Rough Riders for the first time. In his career this series, he's 5-for-10. Nick Krauth this season has shuttled up and down between AA and AAA a few times. The pitch is fouled back and it's 0-1. The 24-year-old stands at 6'3", 170 pounds, a native of Concord, California. Signed as a non-drafted free agent in 2020 out of UConn. 0-1. That's up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. This season with the Rough Riders, he's making his 15th start and his 20th overall appearance. 7-5, a 5.84 ERA. He peels into his wind in the 1-1. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field. Aaron Zavala over to his left. He camps under it. Two-handed squeeze above his ball cap, inning over. Nice inning for Nick Krauth. He goes 1-2-3 in the first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom one next. San Antonio nothing. Frisco coming to bat after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're at the bottom of the first inning. The Rough Riders and the Missions meeting head-to-head tonight for the fourth game of this series. Alejandro Osuna steps in a scoreless bottom of the first inning against Sam Whiting. The right-hander looks over the top of his glove, and from the first base side of the rubber offers in. That's on the inside edge for a strike with a fastball. It's 0-1. Osuna, the center fielder, 4-for-13 with a home run in this series so far. Whiting, a black glove in front of his face. 0-1. A rocket down the right side. Fair ball into the corner. Osuna around first. He's up to second base. He's got his eyes on third. Turning on the jets and steaming in. He's standing at third base with a leadoff triple. Alejandro Osuna, third triple with the Rough Riders, and Frisco's cooking in the bottom of the first inning.
And how often do we see this from Osuna? Early in the count to open the ballgame, an aggressive hitter. He's an extra base machine, but specifically to lead off the Rough Riders' bottom of the first here in this ballpark. He loves extra bases and setting the Rough Riders up for an early lead.
And that's exactly where they are with Keber Rodriguez at the plate, who homered last night. Runner at third, nobody out, bottom of the first inning. Whiting fires home. Rodriguez, a check swing of the first offering. He went around. It's 0-1. Sean Sparling punches him out for strike one of the at-bat. Trevor Matthews, our home plate umpire, Nate Diedrich down the third baseline. Three-man crew here in the Texas League. 0-1 offering to Rodriguez. Swing and a miss and a nasty breaking ball away in the dirt, and it's 0-2. Whiting making just his third start here at the AA level. 0-1, a 3.68 ERA in his two starts so far. Went five innings, allowing just one run his last time out, though. He's pitched at three different levels in the Padres organization this year after being drafted in the 16th round last year out of UC Santa Barbara. Started with Lake Elsinore at the low A level, Fort Wayne at the high A level, 10 appearances, 6 starts. Now here he is in AA. 0-2, down in the dirt off the outside corner. Pilar blocks, and it's 1-2. So getting tested as a college guy. He's 23 years old, so at the right age for pitching at this level, but not necessarily a whole lot of experience. This is just his 17th career minor league start. Irenny's in the 1-2. Fouled off Pilar's mask back behind home, and it's still 1-2. Matthews gives him a beat. Whiting stands at 6'3", 220 pounds. Even with a runner at third and nobody out, the infield for San Antonio plays back. 1-2, fouled back, still 1-2. It's an addition to that infield and the rest of the defense for San Antonio. At third base, Marcos Castagnon, Ripken Reyes at third, Connor Hollis at second base. Romeo Sanabria is at first, and in the outfield left to right, Cole Cummings, Joshua Mears, and Robert Perez Jr. Anthony Villar, the catcher today for Whiting, as the right-hander readies and brings in the 1-2 again. Poked at and fouled away down the right field line. Still 1-2 on Rodriguez, the shortstop who's just 1-for-7 in this series, but that one homer, a long ball yesterday. A two-run shot, as Frisco has been pretty homer-happy, actually, recently. 11 homers in their last 6 ball games. 1-2. Swinging a foul back into Villar's glove. He hangs on for strike 3. And there's one away. First strikeout of the ball game for Whiting. Cody Freeman stands in now. Freeman 3-for-11 with a homer in the series. He also has doubled twice, and Now the infield comes in for San Antonio with one out. Outfield playing deep, the pitch. Fouled away back behind home. It's 0-1. It's a part of the order that you really expect to come up big for the Riders in this game. Freeman, Ortiz, and Hatcher, 3-4-5. And swinging the bat a little bit better as of late. The pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball right down the middle. Freeman comes up empty. It's 0-2. Josh Hatcher, who's currently due up third at this point, coming off a 24-game on base streak that ended yesterday. And Freeman calls time and steps out. It's a very windy ball game, and expect balls that get up in the air to left to carry a lot. The wind is blowing hard onto left field at 14 miles an hour, but looking at the flags in center field, it almost looks like it's a lot more blustery than that. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch on the way to Freeman. Down and away in the dirt. It's 1-2. We'll definitely keep an eye on that throughout this ball game with 3 home runs by the Rough Riders yesterday. How many homers we do see tonight on balls that might not have gotten out on other nights. 1-2 here on Free. Offering it. That's off the plate away. 2-2. Just missing with a slider off the outside edge. Left-handed hitting Ortiz on deck. Freeman second on the team with 55 runs batted in. 2-2. There's a line drive and a left at 6 down base hit. Osuna jogs in from third and the Riders take the lead. 1-0 Frisco at the bottom of the first inning. RBI single, Cody Freeman. He adds on to that RBI total. Got a fastball in the lower outside corner and didn't hit it hard off the end of the bat, but just enough to leak it out into left field. And he picks up the RBI single, and Osuna scores after beginning the game with a triple. So here's Abby Ortiz, 1-0 Frisco, bottom of the first inning. Ortiz 2-for-8 in the series with a home run. Whiting has struggled against left-handed batters this year. As he readies and brings it, swinging a foul back into a large glove, it's 0-1. Whiting this season across 3 levels, left-handers are hitting .288 against him with an .820 OPS, well above average. Right-handers hitting just .203 against him with no homers this year. The pitch, swing and a miss. It's 0-2 now on Ortiz. So the Rough Riders left-handers, which there are plenty of them in this lineup today, seemingly have an advantage and will hopefully be able to do some damage against Whiting today. Rough Riders have 5 left-handers in this order and 4 in a row, starting with Ortiz here. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Went with a fastball right down the middle and a challenge me fastball. Ortiz down on strikes. 2 down, 2 strikeouts for Whiting, and Josh Hatcher bats now. Well, despite the couple strikeouts, this has not been a very strikeout-heavy season for Whiting. 55 strikeouts in 62 2/3 innings. First pitch to Hatcher. Down and in and skips away from Villar. Back behind home. Freeman up to second on the wild pitch. One out. Or excuse me, 1-0 the count. 2 down. Bottom of the first inning. These 4 straight lefties, Ortiz, Hatcher, Zavala, and Miesis. But a thump in this Rough Riders lineup here. 1-0. Down and in. It's 2-0. As you have heard us talk about if you've been tuning in the last few games, the Rough Riders have struggled with runners in scoring position, but the thing is they've hit so many homers in the last few games that's helped their offense. 2-0. Hatcher takes down and in, and it hit him. Hit him on the foot. And he's aboard with a hit by pitch. Freeman has to go back to second. Looked like it got him on the back left foot. He walks down to first. It's just a breaking ball that hit him right on the top of that left foot. Oh, that can't feel good. He toughs it out, heads down to first. Runners at first and second. Two down and Aaron Zavala bats. Quick talk with Anthony Villar, as that was almost the second wild pitch for Whiting in this first inning. He's already thrown 19 pitches. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the first. Zavala 5-for-10 in this series with 3 RBIs. He has a runner in scoring position in the first offering. Slips outside. 1-0. Big alley in right center field for him. 1-0. At the bottom of the zone with a fastball at 94. And the count flattens at 1-1. Zavala's home run during this homestand was a game-tying ninth-inning homer against Springfield last week. 1-1. Fouled back this way and out of play. 1-2. That was his first home run since May. He's sitting on 4 long balls on the season. He chokes up here with a 1-2 count to him. Whiting's got his sign, belt high set. 1-2. Fouled away again down the left side. It's still 1-2. Frisco trying to tack on in this first inning. Second best first inning scoring team in the Texas League by runs. Whiting the 1-2. Again, whipped foul into the seats down the left field line. It's still 1-2. Good contingent of, looks like, baseball teams down that left field line. Some younger kids enjoying some baseball. There's a souvenir for them. One, two, up and away. 2-2 on Zavala. Riders driving up that pitch count against Whiting. Frisco has seen 3 consecutive 5-inning starts from San Antonio pitchers this week. Trying to make it a shorter outing for Whiting as this offering is flicked foul into the netting as well. And it's still 2-2. Most of the damage for the Rough Riders this week has been done against the starters, with the exception of Tuesday, in which they scored 4 runs off the starter and 5 off the bullpen. 2-2. Down and in. We're full at 3-2, and now the runners can get a head start. This will be the 9th pitch coming to Zavala in this at-bat, and already some action out in the Mission's bullpen here in the first inning. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. He fires, runners go. There's a line drive into left center field. Cummings on the run. He's looking, and it's off the wall on a hop. Freeman around to score. Hatcher flying around third. He crosses. Aaron Zavala doubles in 2. It's 3-0 Riders in the first inning. A line drive double into left center field at 97 off the bat. A hard hit ball for Z. And he has 2 RBIs. Rough Riders with 3 up in this bottom of the first inning. And Jeff Andrews exits the dugout. The pitching coach will go and talk with Whiting. Nothing Frisco. It's the double whammy. Some runs and long at-bats. 28 pitches for Whiting. Frisco trying to knock out Whiting in the first inning if they extend this inning with Biesis coming up. And once again, as we talked about, it's been the left-handers that have had the extra base hit power against Whiting in this first inning. Triple from Osuna, a left-handed batter. Double from Zavala, a left-handed batter. And here comes another lefty in Mieses. The OPS difference over 220 points better for lefties than righties this year against Whiting. Offering in. Breaking ball, tagged in the air, down the right field line, shallow. Perez running in. He's still coming. He's under it, and he makes the catch. So Mieses flies out to right on the first pitch. The inning is over, but the Rough Riders get to Whiting for three runs on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on. We go to the top of the second, 3-0. Rough Riders lead it here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Well, speaking of Nick Kraut and support, Nick Kraut got three runs of support in that bottom of the first inning. Cole Cummings, Marcos Castillo, and Michael De La Cruz, the three to swing the sticks for San Antonio against him in the second. Rough Riders with an RBI single from Cody Freeman and a two-run double from Aaron Zavala in that bottom of the first. Cummings 4 for 11 in this series. As Krauth rocks in the first pitch. Down and in, one ball and no strikes. Cummings, a .229 hitter this season overall. Here's the pitch. It's outside. It's two balls and no strikes. He's been a dangerous hitter in his career against the Rough Riders, though he's slipped a little bit this season head-to-head against Frisco, as this offering is cut on and missed, and it's 2-1. Cummings last season hit three home runs against the Rough Riders. He has not left the ballpark against Frisco this year, though he has 9 on the season. Cummings this year hitting just .200. 2-1, swing and a miss. 2-2 against the Rough Riders head-to-head. Really the only batters that have had success head-to-head against Frisco are the 2-2 is fouled away back behind home. It's still 2-2. Sanabria, Hollis, and Zavala. Zavala is not in the lineup today. Hollis hitting second and Sanabria hitting third. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Over the curveball at the bottom of the zone, and Krauth picks up the strikeout. First strikeout for Krauth, one away. Marcos Castagnon bats now. Just a brilliant breaking ball just below the zone. He got him out in front. Castagnon, 6 for 12 in this series. First pitch. Just away, and it's one ball and no strikes. He's doubled. He's homered in this series. 1-0. Popped up on the right side. Shallow. Ortiz going back. The first baseman under it. Second baseman Ducote calls him off. He makes the catch in fair territory. Ortiz peeling off at the last moment. Two away. Ortiz could have easily made that play, but Ducote calling him off at the last second. So two quick outs here in the first, or excuse me, in the second. There were just 11 pitches in the first inning for Crown. And the first pitch is over for a strike on De La Cruz. It's 0-1. And he's cruising once again here in the second. He deals. There's a breaking ball and a check swing. He didn't go. One ball and one strike. His next pitch will be his 21st. As he deals in here, De La Cruz gets out of the way of a pitch inside. It's two balls and one strike now. If Crowth could give the Rough Riders some length, that would be great. He deals home. There's a soft ground ball to the left side. Rodriguez backhands it short, gets rid of it onto first, and Ortiz picks him out in the dirt at first base. A nifty play on both sides, and the Rough Riders are out of the woods here in the second inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Crowth. He's gone 6 up, 6 down. Riders lead it 3-0 into the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the second inning, the Rough Riders taking on the Missions once again. They lead it 3-0. Happy you're with us on this Friday evening. Alex Degody, Tucker Mitchell, Alejandro Osuna, the 3-2 up for the Rough Riders in the second. Sam Whiting looks over the top of his glove and fires in. Alex Degody is swinging a miss. It's 0-1. 29 pitches in that first inning for Whiting, looking for a rebound frame here in the second. Rough Riders are obviously love to tack on here, but three runs in the first will certainly take that anytime they can. 0-1. There's a foul out of play to the right side. It's 0-2. When you're a pitcher like Whiting making his way up through multiple levels in one season, Whiting again started in low A and he's now up here in double A after dominating at the high A level. It can be such a drastic change from level to level when you're going up so fast. His first two starts at the AA level, kind of different in the two starts he's had. He rocks in the 0-2. Zavala, or excuse me, Degody grounds it softly up the middle. Right at Reyes, the shortstop's got it, and he throws him out, one away. Tucker Mitchell bats now. Riders leading 3-0 in the second. His first start against Springfield on the road, a very tough place to pitch. He walked three in 2 1/3 innings and allowed four runs, just two of them earned. And in his second start, he dominated at home against Amarillo in a pitcher-friendly environment, allowing just one run over five innings. First offering into Mitchell. Breaking ball bends just high, and it's one ball and no strikes. And so here he comes into a prettier, for the most part, straight-up ballpark in terms of pitcher-friendly or hitter-friendly. 1-0. That's outside. Two balls and no strikes. And Rough Riders put up three runs in the first against it. Slight pull side shift for Mitchell.
And the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. And it's 2-1 on the Riders catcher, playing in just his 10th game for the Riders, hitting just 094, but hasn't had many opportunities. Just one game this series back on Wednesday. He went 0-2 with a couple walks. 2-1. It slips to the outside edge for a strike on the upper part of the zone. And it's 2-2. Alejandro Osuna, after tripling to lead off the ball game, he's on deck. And Mitchell calls time and steps out. Whiting ready to go. First base side of the rubber. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball foul up the third baseline. It's still 2-2. The Rough Riders are coming up on the end of this season. It's coming rather fast. It's ridiculous how quickly the season has gone along, especially in the second half. 2-2 home. Popped up right side. Foul ground. Sanabria long run in towards the warning track, and he makes the catch just shy of the warning track. Two away. Mitchell down on the foul out, and Alejandro Osuna making his way to the plate with two down now in this second inning. And 3-0 our score. Rough Riders leading. This is just the second to last home series for the Rough Riders of the regular season. First pitch. A swing and a miss by Osuna, and an elevated offering. It's 0-1. Rough Riders will have one final homestand here against Wichita the first week of September. Here's the 0-1. Fouled back, and it's 0-2, but it's only three more series after this. Northwest Arkansas, Wichita at home, on the road against Amarillo to finish out the regular season, and then what looks like a trip to Midland to start out the Texas League playoffs. Right-hitter whips in the 0-2. Just inside. 1-2. Looks like right now that Midland will be the foe for Frisco. If the season were to end today, that's what it would be. Fouled away down the left field line, and still 1-2. Midland right now a 5.5 game lead on these missions. They have just a 2-game lead on the Rough Riders, but remember, even if the Rough Riders were to win both halves, it would be the second place team that would make the playoffs. So even if Midland finished second to Frisco, they would still be in. 1-2. There's a ground ball to the right side and foul. 1-2 still on Osuna. So it'd take a lot for San Antonio in these last 3.5 weeks of the season to get into the playoffs, but crazier things have happened. Springfield in the north, they were on the ropes at the end of the first half, and they ended up winning the division despite Arkansas having 3 win-and-you're-in games. As this pitch is lifted into left center field, and it drops down. A base hit for Osuna. Second hit today. A triple and a single for the Rough Riders center fielder at the top of the order. And Kaver Rodriguez takes his turn now. Good piece of hitting. Was behind in the count, fouled off 3 consecutive pitches. And then got a fastball in the middle of the plate. Didn't hit it hard, but just lofted it up over the shortstop Reyes and into left center. A 2-out base runner for Osuna and the Rough Riders. And first pitch to Kaver. In the air down the right side and foul. It's 0-1. 3-0 Frisco. We play in the bottom of the second. If you're not familiar with the Texas League playoffs, the Rough Riders will go to the other team's location for game one, and then we'll host the second game and, if necessary, third game. The pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. It's a best of three division series, and then if they advance, it's a best of three championship series. And the hosting is on an every other year basis by division, so the Rough Riders would host this year as the South hosts game one of the championship series this year. Throw over to first, not in time. It was the same in 2022 when the Riders won the Texas League crown. They hosted Game 1 and then swept the series, winning Game 2, the decisive game at Wichita. Safe to say Wichita will not be in the playoffs this year. They are currently last in the Texas League North in the second half. Springfield leading it after winning it in the first half as well, with Arkansas in second right now. 0-2. Chopper down the third baseline. Castagnon backhands. Long throw across the diamond just in time. He gets Rodriguez and ends the second inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. We move our way into the third. Rough Riders leading 3-0. Luke Maley takes the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bill she can't front, her parents
paid it. The show was fun. Nick Krauth back on the hill for the top of the third, pitching with a 3-0 cushion. And his first offering to Joshua Mears is tapped foul off the facing of the Rough Riders dugout. Well, pitchers are creatures of habit. And for Nick Krauth, he's in a bit of a groove here. 11 pitches in the first, 12 in the second. As he gets a check swing, they appeal down to first, where Sean Sparling says he didn't offer even add a ball and a strike. So if Nick Krauth is to continue this streak, we should expect a 13-pitch third. There's a foul ball back to the screen. Joshua Mears was activated on Wednesday and made his season debut here at the AA level yesterday. Pitch home, wave and a miss. Got him with an elevated fastball. Second strikeout for Nick Krauth. And there's one away in the top of the third. Krauth has sat down all seven batters he's faced. Then in steps Anthony Villar. Villar at the plate here in this series, appearing in his fourth game. He's 2-for-10 with 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. He's also scored a run, and he rockets one to center field. Osuna camped back on it, and almost directly at him, he reaches up and hauls it in. A quick out for Nick Krauth, so maybe that 13-pitch inning could turn into something better for Nick Krauth. Robert Perez Jr., the last to see Krauth for the first time today. He's in from the right side. He's coming off of a night off as he watches a breaking ball downstairs for ball one. He did come in the top of the ninth for Castagnon, who was hit by a Ricky DeVito pitch to start the ninth. As there's a tapper up the middle and into center field, just outside the reach of Caber Rodriguez. It's short, and Robert Perez has his third hit of the series. And there's the first base runner to reach against Nick Krauth. So the lineup turns over. Ripken Reyes the second time through. Reyes has had a tough series to this point. He got yesterday off. He's appeared in 2 games, this being his third. He's now 0 for 11, and it's not a strikeout problem. He has just one strikeout in the series. Lefty hits one high in the air, but playable for Osuna. Ranging back, carrying on him when pushing, and Osuna reaches out, and he made the grab. Well, it got interesting. There's that wind we were talking about earlier in the broadcast, but Osuna able to catch it and retire the side. So San Antonio goes quietly. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded in the top of the third. We go to the last of the third inning. The Rough Riders leading the missions 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Freeman leads off the last of the third inning. Sam Whiting back on the hill. He rocks and fires. And there's a called strike. The bottom of the zone on the outside corner. Freeman falls behind, 0-1. Freeman saw a two-strike count, worked it back to 2-2 in his last at-bat, and then delivered an RBI single to put the Riders on the board, scoring Alejandro Osuna, who opened this ballgame with a triple. Whiting ready to throw pitch number 50, and it's on its way, popped up on the infield. On the left side, Castagnon and Reyes looking up. It's the shortstop Reyes who's there to make the grab off to his left, and Cody Freeman becomes the first down to the bottom of the third. Well, as we mentioned, Sam Whiting has had troubles this year against left-handed hitters. Against righties, he's allowed just a 203 average, but against those lefties, a 288, and we enter this streak in the lineup where the Rough Riders send four consecutive lefties to face Whiting, and Ortiz starts it off, and he watches a called strike, a changeup on the outside edge. Ortiz struck out his first time up. Boy, has he been hot. Whiting delivers the 0-1 and a pop-up left side. Foul territory. Castagnon over towards the Riders' dugout, and it bounces off the top of that third base dugout and caroms into the seats. Ortiz will have to shorten up. Nothing in two. Ortiz had a fabulous week last week against Springfield here at home. And you look at the home versus road splits for Abby, and he has been great in this ballpark as opposed to on the road. The 0-2 on its way. And it glides upstairs, a fastball at 95. A ball and two strikes on Ortiz, who sits at 10 homers on the year. Homering a couple of nights ago. Right-hander peering over his black glove, and he kicks and fires. Ortiz takes a big rip and fouls it back. And to Villar's mitt, he's down on strikes for the second time tonight. It's the third strikeout for Sam Whiting. In steps Josh Hatcher, who was hit by a pitch and later came around to score on a two-run double by Aaron Zavala. That produced the last two runs for the Rough Riders as part of that three-run bottom of the first. They lead it 3-0. Josh Hatcher looking for his first hit. Initial offering just misses downstairs. A changeup from the right-hander. Hatcher injured his foot, taking some batting practice. Just had some soreness, a little bit of swelling, and he's back into this lineup for the second consecutive night. There's a breaking ball that stays upstairs on the left-handed hitter. Two balls and no strikes. And a call time. Trevor Matthews spotted a baseball deep in the corner in center field. And so it's a long jog for Joshua Mears. He'll range out there to pick it up and flip it back into the stands. Feels like it's been a minute since the last time we saw a ball escape at left center field berm. When that happens, you know there's baseball going on at Riders Field. Hatcher ready, as is Whiting. A right-hander kicks and fires. And Hatcher takes below the zone, fastball at 93. And he's in the driver's seat, three balls and no strikes. Whiting set. He rocks and fires and misses inside. It's a four-pitch walk to Josh Hatcher, who's reached twice tonight on a hit-by-pitch the first time, and this time via the four-pitch walk. Now Aaron Zavala will get his second look at the right-hander. Zavala, the biggest and loudest hit of this contest to this point. In opposite field, two-run double that came with two outs. Had two RBIs attached. And he watches outside for ball one. What a stretch it's been for Aaron Zavala here in his fourth game in this series. He's now 6-for-11. The lefty awaits, the 1-0. Just missed the top of the zone. Two balls and no strikes. And now it's six consecutive balls fired from the right-hander. Whiting sitting at an even 60 pitches, working here in the bottom of the third. Time called, and this time some kids escaped the left center field berm and were running around in front of the batter's eye. They take their place on the berm. Aaron Zavala back in the box. 2-0 the count. Right-hander kicks and delivers a pitch just upstairs. Make it seven straight outside of the strike zone for Sam Whiting. Luis Meneses, who possesses some power, stands on deck. And we pause again. The kids running back and forth in front of that batter's eye. The entire San Antonio defense has their backs turned to Aaron Zavala, just staring out at the kids. And we're ready to resume. The 3-0 pitch to Zavala. There's a called strike. And the upper third of the zone in on Zavala's hands. And now we'll have the green light. 3-1 the count, with Josh Hatcher standing at first base after the walk. Zavala asks for time, and he's granted it. And he'll step back in. 3-1 the count. Randy on lefty. High leg kick in the offering, and it glides outside. Back-to-back walks issued by Whiting. Riders have a runner in scoring position with two aboard for Luis Meneses. And that'll prompt a visit from Luke Montz, the manager for San Antonio. We'll see. That's likely it for the right-hander, and it will be. So the Rough Riders get to the pen early here in the third. We'll step aside and introduce you to the new arm when we come back The Rough Riders leading 3-0 with two gone here in the bottom of the third and two aboard for Luis Mieses on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New arm on the hill. It's the left-hander in Jackson Smeltz. Took us a second to figure out who he was. Not on the roster for San Antonio. He's listed online, at least, as on the 7-day injured list. But he's in the ballgame, so evidently not injured. And he'll go to work against the left-handed hitting Luis Mieses. Two gone and two aboard for Mieses. Here in the bottom of the third, Rough Riders leading 3-0 and threatening to tack on. Mieses flew out to ride his first trip, but he watches a breaking ball well outside for ball one.
It's actually Jackson Wolf. We had a number change and didn't get notified about it.
Okay, well, there you go. Jackson Wolf on the hill. And there's a swing and a miss induced by Wolf. Jackson Wolf is listed on the roster, just doesn't have a number. Wolf, 6'7", 25-year-old. He kicks and fires, and Mieses rockets one foul down the right field line. 100 miles an hour off the bat, but Mieses well out in front. The Rough Riders right fielder showing off some of that power, but would love to keep that fair. Trampolined off his bat, but well fouled. 1-2 the count. Lefty versus lefty. Runners go, and the pitch misses outside. No throw to be made. Hatcher and Zavala both move up 90 feet, and Mieses has a chance with a base hit to drive in two. What a start here in Frisco it's been for Mieses. His first double-A stint here in the Rangers organization. Did reach double-A with the White Sox. Check swing from Mieses. They appeal down, where Nate Diedrich says, yes, he did. Inning over. Jackson Wolf comes on and strikes out Luis Mieses to stop the Rough Riders' threat, but the Riders are into the bullpen. After three, it's still 3-0. The Riders, no runs on no hits, no errors, and two left aboard the base paths. We head to the top of the fourth. Frisco 3, San Antonio nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods.
The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Nick Krause toes the rubber. Top of the fourth, the Rough Riders leading the Missions 3-0. Krause has been excellent. He rocks and fires his first offering to Connor Hollis, the second baseman. Runs just beneath the zone. Hollis has had himself quite the series. He grounded out against Krause his first time up. That went to Rodriguez at shortstop. But he's now 7 for 15 against the Riders here, and he chops one softly towards Rodriguez. He charges and throws on the run in time. Hollis 0 for 2 with a pair of groundouts to shortstop. And Nick Krause is back at it, attacking the strike zone. At his 33rd pitch, he's thrown 22 of them for strikes. Krause went 11 pitches in the first, 12 in the second, and 8 as part of a scoreless third inning. And for Nick Krause, keeping that pitch count low is so vital as he delivers a first-pitch strike to Romeo Sanabria. Over the course of this year, Krause a 16.34 pitches per inning as he misses or catches the outside corner. Nothing in two. The 0-2 to Sanabria, swing and a miss. A check swing, and he went around. Nick Krause has himself his third strikeout. And another quick out. Two gone here in the top of the fourth, and Nick Krause is in a groove. Maybe the sharpest we've seen him over the course of this year. Cole Cummings goes after the first pitch and shoots it foul on the left side. Cummings became the first strikeout victim for Nick Krause as he led off the second inning. Cummings now 4 for 12 in the series. A swing and a foul ball off Tucker Mitchell behind the dish. And again, it's nothing in two for Nick Krause. Pumping strikes. O-2, Krause's seventh pitch of the inning. Breaking ball, just missed outside. Infield playing Cummings to pull. Krause rocks and is offering a soft tapper right side, a foul ball. It remains a ball and two strikes for Cole Cummings. Cummings has a double and a pair of RBI in this set. The 1-2. Swing and a foul tip back in. To Mitchell's mitt, it's back-to-back strikeouts. Number 4 for Nick Krause. It comes as part of a 9-pitch fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Nick Krause is cruising. 4 scoreless for the Riders. We go bottom 4 when we come back. It's the Riders 2 up, leading 3-0 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, I want to highlight a new team partner. I'm proud to announce that USAA is now the official military appreciation partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. USAA was founded in 1922, and more than 100 years later, they continue their commitment to serving the military community and their families. On behalf of the Rough Riders and USAA, we'd like to thank all military families for your service and sacrifice.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jackson Wolf back on the hill, the 6'7" left-hander goes to work against Alex Dugoti in the first offering, called a strike on the outside edge. Wolf came on and picked up the final out of the third inning in relief of Sam Whiting. He got Luis Mieses to strike out. The 0-1 on its way. That one glides a bit inside, even at 1-1. Dugoti 1-for-7 in this series. He has also reached a hit by pitch. He's 0-for-1 tonight with a ground out to shortstop. Lefty kicks and a wave and a miss by Dugoti. Ball and two strikes on the right-handed hitting second baseman. Dugoti had the night off last night, playing in his third game. Here out of four chances in this series. Tucker Mitchell and Alejandro Osuna, the next due up for the Riders. Leading 3-0. 1-2 from Wolf. Taken upstairs and a bit outside, even at 2-2. Jackson Wolf. This year, a 7.08 ERA. He kicks and fires and gets a line drive foul back into the netting. Wolf is 3-9 across that span. 18 starts. This is 27th appearance overall. Left-hander out of West Virginia. Big leaguer last year. Made his major league debut on July 22nd of last season. Kicks and fires to Dugoti. And it misses inside on a check swing, and Dugoti was able to hold it up. And the count runs full. Wolf was selected by the Padres in the fourth round back in 2021. He kicks and fires the payoff pitch, tagged in the air, deep left center field, pushing Cummings and Mears back, and it's going to one hop off the wall. Dugoti pulling into second base. Now he's trying to stretch it for three. The relay is not in time, and Dugoti goes sliding into third. The ball gets away, but he'll park things there. A triple for Alex Dugoti, and the Riders in business here in the fourth. Second triple of the night for this Riders offense. And boy, did Dugoti give it a ride. 97 off the bat, and almost any other part of the ballpark, you're talking about his first double-A home run of the season. 389 feet. No, Tucker Mitchell will dig in with nobody out. And Alex Dugoti at third base. Wolf kicks and fires and misses inside, and that one caught Mitchell. He tried to dance out of the way of it, but it caught him, it looked like, around that knee. So the Riders will have runners at the corners for the top of the lineup in Alejandro Osuna, who's already notched a pair of hits tonight. Mitchell walking gingerly towards first base, but he appears to be okay. Pilar will step out in front of home plate and relay to his defense what they want to do with first and third should Tucker Mitchell try to swipe second base. Middle infield at double play depth, and the offering to Osuna is taken just a bit outside to the left-handed hitting center fielder. Osuna earlier in this series notched his third career double-A three-hit game. He's already picked up two and two tries tonight, a triple and a single. Left-hander kicks and fires. Osuna waves and misses at a breaking ball down and in on the lefty. Osuna led off the bottom of the first with a triple and came around to score on an RBI single by Cody Freeman. Wolf Reddy's the 1-1. Chopped on the ground, right side. The second baseman, Hollis, has it in and out of his glove. Throw not in time, and the Riders get a run. Alex Tagoti comes down from third to score, and it's 4-0 Frisco. Not an easy play for the second baseman, Hollis. See how they officially score it. That's exactly what you want from your leadoff man, situational hitting. Whether a hit or an error, that's a ball that's scoring the runner from third 10 out of 10 times, and Osuna is going to be given a base hit. So it's the fourth career three-hit night at the AA level for Alejandro Osuna, and his second of this series. First three have reached against the left-hander Wolf, and here's Caber Rodriguez, who fouls the first offering back to the backstop. So an RBI single for Alejandro Osuna. That's RBI number 20 for Osuna with the Rough Riders this year. Rodriguez behind 0-1. He's 0-2 today. And he's way out in front of a breaking ball, but it skips away from Villar, and both runners will move up 90 feet. Tucker Mitchell pulls into third base. Alejandro Osuna up to second, and the double play no longer in order. So now the approach changes a bit for Caber Rodriguez, not only because of the two-strike count, but now with a runner standing 90 feet away, trying to lift something over this infield, and San Antonio will pull the infield in. Wolf set at the belt. He kicks and fires, and there's a line drive into center field. Mears there to make the play. Tagging goes Mitchell. The throw to the plate is cut off, and it's a sacrifice fly for Caber Rodriguez. The Riders extend their lead 5-0 over San Antonio. And there's that good approach from Caber Rodriguez. Got a changeup over the heart of the plate and lifted it into center field. Good enough to score a run. Alejandro Osuna stays at second base. Tucker Mitchell scores the fifth run of the night for Frisco, and here's Cody Freeman. Freeman 1-2. He does have an RBI tonight, and he watches the first pitch called a strike. Middle from the left-hander. The Rough Riders have been good situationally here tonight. One away, and Osuna at second base for Cody Freeman. Left-hander looks to second, and he'll spin that way. No throw. Five runs on six hits for the Rough Riders here, working in the bottom of the fourth. A 6'7" left-hander readies, and he offers home. Chopper softly, and it's a foul ball. Caught Cody Freeman on his front foot. And trickled out towards third base where Castagnon stands. Cody Freeman homered last night, marking his 14th of the year, setting a new career high for Cody. Lefty kicks, the pitch on its way, taken, called strike three, got Freeman looking. Two away for Abimelech Ortiz. Ortiz has done a tremendous job as of late, getting ahead in counts. He's been patient in this series and last week as well. He's been able to draw some walks. The offering home misses well outside. Breaking ball from the left-hander. But for Ortiz tonight, he's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. That patience has paid dividends, lowering the strikeout numbers, increasing the average and the power. As Ortiz takes, there's a called strike on the outside corner at the bottom of the zone. Wolf went back to that breaking ball. He's had to labor a bit here in the fourth. The Riders have manufactured two more runs. Osuna dancing at second. The offering home, 1-1, called a strike. And Ortiz will have to protect behind 1-2. Ortiz does have 3 RBI in this series. Would love to tack on a 4th. Left-handed slugger awaits. The offering from the lefty. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He chased the pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Villar. And he fires on to first in time. Ortiz down on strikes for the 3rd time tonight. But the Riders add on a pair. 2 runs for Frisco coming on 2 hits. No errors. And they leave one stranded at second base. We head to the top of the 5th inning. It's the Riders out in front of the Missions. 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. When we come back, it's Zach Bigley on the mic.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital. Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We're to the top of the 5th inning. The Rough Rider is out in front of San Antonio 5-0 alongside Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. Nick Crowth has been ultra efficient for the Rough Riders through 4 innings. There's the wind in the first pitch home to Castagnon. It's low and it's 1 ball and no strikes. He threw 9 pitches in the 4th. 41 pitches through 4 innings for the Rough Riders so far. 1-0. There's a line drive right back to him. Backhanded stop at 2nd. Degody. And he throws on to 1st in time. That went right through the wickets of Nick Crowth, and Degody was right there behind the second base back to backhand it. One away. Michael De La Cruz bats now. Rough Riders leading 5-0 in this top of the 5th. De La Cruz grounded out to shortstop back in the 2nd. Crowth into his wind in the first pitch. Spears the inside corner on a cutter for a strike. It's 0-1. Crowth has been efficient like this at times this year. He had a 7-inning start at San Antonio. The pitch is a ground ball foul down the left side. It's 0-2. That 7-inning start was back on May 31st. It was a game in which the Rough Riders were just barely winning. They ended up winning it 4-1. 0-2. High, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. He threw 7 innings in that start with just 75 pitches, very similar to the track that he's on right now. 1-2. Just high. Man, they didn't miss by much. Probably could have been strike 3, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. The reason he didn't come back out for the 8th inning was because it was so close. 1-2. Got him looking. That one hit the top of the zone. Michael De La Cruz down on strikes. Fifth strikeout for Nick Crowth. Well, 2 down, and here's Joshua Mears. But if the game had been a little bit further apart, Crowth would have come back
for another inning as this first pitch is fouled away down the right side. It's 0-1. So we'll see with the Rough Riders now leading 5-0. 0-1. Grounded foul down the left side, 0-2. We'll see if we do see a longer start for Nick Kraut tonight. You'd love to see him extend and have a long start. 0-2. Soft ground ball rolled up the third baseline. Freeman with the backhand unleashes a throw across the diamond and gets him. Three up, three down again. Another quick inning for Nick Kraut. He is just grooving here as we've gone through five. Rough Riders lead 5-0. Home half of the fifth next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders a 5-0 advantage. Jackson Wolf back to work. He throws to Josh Hatcher. Outside corner is strike 0-1. Hatcher has been hit by a pitch and walked today. Fitting on the day that he plays his first game after snapping his 24-game on base streak. 0-1. Chopper foul back behind home. It's 0-2. Very fitting that he's reached twice already. He has had a great month of August when he's been at the plate. He missed about a week of action due to a sore foot. 0-2. Swinging a foul back into Villar's glove. He hangs on for strike three. And Wolf is down on strikes. Or Wolf downs Hatcher on strikes, I should say. One away. Aaron Zavala comes to the plate now. Two-run double back in the first, a walk in the third. 5-0, Frisco leads it. Hatcher in August, hitting .318 coming into tonight. First pitch. Wave and a miss and a good slider away. It's 0-1. Wolf comes at you with such a difficult arm angle to try and pick up as a left-handed batter. He looks over the top of his glove and brings it in. Swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's 0-2. The former major leaguer, he made one start last year with San Diego, allowing three runs over five innings. He struck out one and walked one. He winds in the 0-2. Zavala swings and misses. He struck him out. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the fifth inning. Two down for Luis Mieses. 5-0 Rough Riders leading. Wolf went six innings last year against the Rough Riders, allowing just one run, and then two starts later was promoted to the big leagues. The offering, that's outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. He made that start at Detroit for his major league debut and then came right back down to the AA level. Here's the offer. Mieses cranks it down the right field line, and it drops in foul. not foul by a much, and it's one ball and one strike. Well, after making his major league debut last year, he was traded in the Rich Hill deal over to the Pirates organization. G-Man Choi and Rich Hill came over in exchange for Jackson Wolf, Alfonso Rivas, and Estar Suero. And then this season in April, Wolf was traded back here to the Padres as this pitch is chopped to the right side. Hollis has got it at second, and he flicks it on to first. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Jackson Wolf in the fifth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. 5-0 Frisco to the top of the sixth inning, where we'll have some trivia for you when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. Enjoying the game so far? Well, there's another game you'll love just down the road. We're talking 54 of the world's best players with live music, fan challenges, and the Big D's own Bryson DeChambeau defending his title. We're talking Live Golf at the Marino Golf Club, September 20th through 22nd. There's a special ticket for families. Buy 2 adult passes and get 2 kids passes free. Grab your tickets at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the sixth inning, Nick Krauth back out on the hill, 5-0 Rough Riders. Krauth with 51 pitches through 5 innings tonight. Anthony Villar leads it off, 8-9-1 due up against the righty for the Rough Riders. We're not going to have a lot of time for trivia here today.
I hope it's easy.
Krauth has been throwing. First pitch outside. Corner of strike 0-1. Let's get right into it. Joey Votto retired yesterday. He had 459 career doubles during his time in the major leagues as this pitch is a strike and it's 0-2. Since he debuted in 2007, Votto has the fifth most doubles during that time span from 2007 until now. 0-2. That's outside. It's 1-2. Luke, can you name me the other top 10 in doubles since 2007?
I'll start with Manny Machado.
Manny Machado is not in the top 10.
I know he's way up there in extra base hits, but extending that to 2007, maybe that plays a factor.
I think that hurts him a lot.
Since 2007, let's go... Miguel Cabrera.
Miguel Cabrera is number 4. 2-2. Fouled away to the left side. It's still 2-2.
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout is not on the list. More of a homer guy than a doubles guy.
For sure.
2-2. Just outside on a breaking ball. 3-2 now. Looking for the most doubles in Major League history since 2007. The pitch inside. He walked him. Second base runner today. First walk Nick Krauth is allowed. Robert Perez Jr. stands in now.
Not sold on it. Paul Goldschmidt.
Number 6.
Okay.
Nine-hole hitting Robert Perez, a single his last time up. First pitch, has a strike. Inside corner with a fastball, 0-1.
Albert Pujols.
Number 8. offering in is back to the backstop in the dirt. And Villar goes up to second. It's a wild pitch for Krauth. One ball and one strike on Perez. Joey Votto retiring yesterday after his sure-to-be Hall of Fame Major League career. Fifth in doubles since 2007 when he debuted. 1-1. Chopper up the third base line off the plate. Nothing Cody Freeman can do about it. That's a base hit. Villar down to third base. Runners in the corners now. Just a weak tapper with Freeman playing back at third. It ends up being an infield single.
Freddie Freeman.
He's number one.
Wow.
504 doubles. That's unreal. It's crazy. People think Freddie Freeman's not a Hall of Famer. Petey.
Dustin Pedroia.
No. Good guess. As a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Just not the longevity.
Yeah.
He definitely had a lot of doubles, though. 13th.
Evan Longoria has to be on there.
Evan Longoria is 7th. The pitch. Chopper foul down the right side. 0-2 on Reyes. Nobody out. Runners on the corners here in the 6th. 5-0 Frisco.
Does Derek Jeter make the cut?
He does not.
How about Robbie Cano?
Robinson Cano is number 2. 0-2. Outside. One ball, two strikes.
Adrian Gonzalez.
Not Adrian Gonzalez. It's a good guess. He's number 15. They're only missing 3.
Are there any active players?
1-2. Chopper foul at the plate. Still one ball and two strikes. There are 2 active players you're missing.
Oh, Jose Altuve.
He's number 10. 1-2. Inside. 2-2.
Nolan Arenado.
It's a good guess, but no. He's 19th. Krauth readies in the 2-2. Check swing roller foul into the Riders' dugout left side. Still 2-2. Want to know a surprising one that you're not going to guess anyway?
Sure.
Asdrubal Cabrera is number 12.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Would not have thought.
2-2. There's a chopper foul down the right side. Still 2-2 here on Reyes. You're just missing number 3 and number 9. These are the 2 toughest ones, especially number 3.
Okay.
A player that you would never think is a superstar, but put up really good counting numbers because he played a long time. Gold glove outfielder, too. 2-2, runner goes. There's a ground ball to first. Ortiz has got it, freezes the runner at third, and steps on the first base back for the out. So Perez moves down to second base, one out in the inning. On the ground out to first base, and Hollis is the batter now.
It's a really nice play by Abimelech Ortiz at first. It's heads up. Make sure that runner doesn't break for the plate, then take it to the bag. All right, so you're saying number 3... was a Gold Glove outfielder?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this player active?
He is not.
Not active.
Number 9 is, though.
Number 9 is still active. Number 9 still playing like an all-star level? Or
no, I wouldn't say no. So.
But I assume was an all-star at some point?
Definitely. Was an MVP.
Okay.
First pitch to Connor Hollis. Bends just inside. One ball, no strikes. Runners at second and third, one out, 5-0 Rough Riders. Top of the 6th inning, looking for the most doubles in the Major League since 2007 when Joey Votto debuted. The pitch is low and outside, 2-0, with him retiring yesterday.
Andrew McCutchen.
Andrew McCutchen is number 9, yes. We're just missing number 3. Again, this is the hardest on the list. 2-0. That seems the outside corner is right. 2-1.
This might be the most wild guess we ever put out there. Shane Victorino.
It's not Shane Victorino. I like it, though.
Oh, boy.
2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Bender below the zone.
You haven't mentioned a team yet, have you?
Probably most known for two teams. Do you want me to give you both or just one?
Just give me one.
Let's see. The Orioles.
Known with the Orioles. Was this first, second half of their career?
First half of their career.
Okay.
Two-two. Check swing on a pitch away. He didn't go, and it's two balls. Make it three balls and two strikes now. With one down, first base is open. Left-handed batting Romeo Sanabria on deck, and some action out of the Rough Riders bullpen as well. Here's the stretch, and the 3-2 pitch on the way to Hollis. Low and away, ball four in the dirt. So Hollis works a walk, and the bases are now loaded with one down. It's Jackson Kelly who's loosening out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. And here comes Carlos Cardoza. That's it for Nick Crown. So a valiant effort in what turned out to be a spot start for Crown. And he pours in 5 2/3 shutout innings. He exits with the bases loaded and one down. Jackson Kelly in out of the Rough Riders bullpen. We'll introduce you to him and finish our trivia when we come back and listen to this crowd give a standing ovation to Nick Crowth on his phenomenal performance tonight as he comes off the field. We'll be right back.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bases loaded and one out. Romeo Sanabria, the left-handed batter, against the right-handed side-armer Jackson Kelly. And the first pitch. Down and in, one ball and no strikes. Sanabria 0-2 today. Big spot in this game with the Riders leading 5-0. Kelly coming in to relieve Nick Crowth, who's responsible for all three base runners. Here's the stretch. Pitch in. Slider outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. There's just one out in this inning. We'll continue trivia here. We're looking for the most doubles in Major League history since 2007. The 1-1. There's a line drive into center field. Osuna racing on into a slide. He makes the catch. Villar tags. He scores from third. Two outs on the sack fly. Boy, that's such a difficult play coming in on a hard line drive to center field at 105 off the bat. That ball knuckling a little bit on Osuna, but he made it look easy on the sacrifice fly.
Yeah, that's smooth right there. And wise of Osuna not to come up chucking to the plate and allow maybe the runners to move up 90 feet.
Yeah, especially with a 5-run lead. So here's Cole Cummings now in the first pitch. Up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes.
I've got a guess.
Okay, Luca is only missing the third highest double count since 2007.
Adam Jones.
Ooh, good guess, but no.
Okay.
Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch on the way to Cummings. Inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Tough stretch here for Kelly. He's a right-handed sidearm pitcher, really good to right-handed batters, but facing a few lefties back-to-back here. Right-handed hitting Marcos Castagnon on deck. Two outs now, two aboard, 2-0 the count. He offers in. That's racked foul down the right side, out of play, 2-1.
All right, what's the other team this player played?
The Braves.
End of the career with the Braves?
I believe he did. Yes, he did.
Okay.
In fact, he only played for those two teams.
Okay.
The offering home, outside, 3-1. 5-1, Rough Riders lead it over the Missions.
Nick Markakis?
Nick Markakis.
Wow, I would never have thought. Top three. Yeah, he's number three.
That's crazy,
that
isn't it?
That is unbelievable.
3-1 is fouled back, and it's 3-2. He had a really good career.
He did.
Nick Markakis, in his career, a .288 hitter with 514 career doubles.
Wow.
780 OPS in his career and a Gold Glove outfielder as well. 3-2, fouled back this way and just below us. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Yeah, that's a really good career for Markakis. 33.6 career WAR. Coming from a late round pick a couple of times and then the first round out of college.
3-ball, 2-strike pitch. Runners go. It's fouled back, and it's still 3-2. All right, so the top 10 list in doubles since Joey Votto debuted in 2007. Freddie Freeman, Robinson Cano, Nick Markakis, Miguel Cabrera, Joey Votto, Paul Goldschmidt, Evan Longoria, Albert Pujols, Andrew McCutchen, and Jose Altuve. Pretty good list. The pitch. Line foul into the Missions dugout. My goodness. Hopefully that didn't hit anybody. He crushed that ball. Still 3-2. And hopefully he didn't do to the dugout the same thing he did to that window pane. Cracking it. That's on the Founders Club just below us. That's going to be a project for Mr. Ryan Wadula here in a little bit.
We love you, Ryan.
Cummings has struck out twice today. Kelly peering in. He's got his sign. He looks back to second. Chases Perez in. Full side shift on the Rough Riders infield and in the outfield. Payoff in. Ground ball foul back behind home. And it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Krauth is still responsible for two men aboard, I should say.
Yeah, he is. And regardless of the outcome here for Cole Cummings, this is a tremendous at-bat. And if you look at it in the box score, does Kelly win this with a strikeout? It's 0 for 3 with 3 punch-outs, but that's not indicative of this plate appearance.
3-2, fouled away again. Down the left side, it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. This will be the 12th pitch upcoming to Cummings. Balls and 2 strikes. Perez off of second. Hollis from first. They'll go again on this pitch. Kelly rocks it home. Swing and a miss. He wins the battle. He climbed the ladder. He strikes out Cummings. And the inning is over. 1 run on 1 hit. No errors. And 2 left on. Bottom 6 next. Frisco leading 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the home half of the sixth inning. Carter Lowen takes over on the mound for the Missions. Lowen, the third pitcher used tonight for San Antonio. First offering it in to Alex Degody. Up and in, one ball and no strikes. Riders leading 5-1. Three runs in the first, two in the fourth, and then San Antonio getting on the board in the sixth inning. Lowen, the big Canadian, 6'4", 240 pounds, 1-0. That's just high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Alex Degody tripled and scored back in the fourth inning. Grounded out to short, his first time up in the second. 2-0 offering. Outside corner is strike 2-1. Fastball at 96 from Lowen, who the Rough Riders have seen plenty of over the course of the year. Eighth appearance head-to-head against Frisco. The pitch is lined the opposite way into right field. It sinks down, a base hit. Alex Degody with a couple hits today. A triple and a single. Tucker Mitchell bats now. Rough Riders with their seventh hit this evening. A win today, and the Rough Riders would secure at least a series split against the Missions. They would also go 19-3 against him on the season. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Swinging a chopper foul down the left side, it's 0-1. They would also have their 300th career victory head-to-head against San Antonio. On the precipice of history tonight, 300 career wins against the Missions. They have been dominant head-to-head against them. 0-1. Fouled away back behind home, 0-2. The Rough Riders' 299 and 259 career record against San Antonio. And remember, they haven't always played the Missions. San Antonio exited the Texas League in 2019 in favor of the PCL. They became a AAA team. This offering is a foul back into Villar's glove. And it's strike three. Now Mitchell just caught a piece of it. And he fouled it right back into the glove on the check swing. One away. Here's Alejandro Osuna now. 5-1 Rough Riders. Bottom of the sixth inning. Your Milwaukee Brewers affiliate, the 1 year they were in AAA, and returned back to the AA Central, as it was called in 2021, and then the Texas League in 2022. Throw goes over to first, not in time, on Degody. One out, runner on. They're looking at getting a new ballpark down in San Antonio, looking downtown, reports have said. The pitch.
Outside, 1-0. Trying to get out of Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium, which has been their ballpark for years. And hopefully, if they go downtown, they will be a phenomenal franchise. The pitch fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. They would become the largest city to host a minor league team. Rough Riders are currently in the largest market in all of baseball in the minor leagues. But up here in Frisco in the DFW market. Here's the 1-1. That's line foul and a play down the left side. It's 1-2. San Antonio would be such a great city to host a team downtown. I mean, number of fans that you would get if you're right by the Riverwalk would be great. Throw goes over to first, not in time. Where they are right now, it's out in the western part of the city. Well, we always love to thank our fans for tuning into the broadcast wherever they are. The 1-2 is fouled back, and it's still 1-2. Special thanks to Maddie and David for tuning in. Big Rough Riders fans. I think they're actually local recently. They're pretty close.
I think you're right.
1-2, and that's below the zone. It gets back behind Villar all the way to the backstop, and Mitchell moves up to second. Or excuse me, Ngoti moves up to second. A wild pitch. 2-2. Balls and 2-2. And Osuna steps out. RBI opportunity here for Osuna. The offering. Inside, it hit him. Breaking ball got away, a hit by pitch. And Osuna is aboard for the fourth time today. 3-for-3. So two aboard with one out here in the sixth inning. Frisco trying to add on to their lead. Cabo Rodriguez, the batter, 0-for-2 with a sac fly. The pitch. A little tapper foul out in front of the plate. It's 0-1. We always talk about runners in scoring position. The Rough Riders have struggled in that facet recently, but not tonight. 3-for-8 with runners in scoring position tonight. And as Ngoti takes his lead from second, another opportunity. 0-1. Off the end of the bat, a flare into shallow center field. Mears got a late start coming in. It lands in. It's a base hit, and the bases are loaded. A parachute shot for Rodriguez into shallow center field. And the Rough Riders have the bags packed for Cody Freeman, who hit his team-best 14th homer yesterday. RBI single in the first inning for Free. His homer yesterday, his 14th homer, and 10 of them have come at home. He has been a completely different hitter here in this ballpark than he has been on the road. One of the best in the league hitting at home this season. And he comes up with the bases loaded here.
And for Cody Freeman, now 4 hits in this series. That RBI single in the first was the first time he was held to just a one-bagger in this set. Home run and a pair of doubles.
He'd love one more here as the first pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Freeman this season with the bases loaded is 5-for-13, a .385 average with 12 RBIs. He does not have a grand slam. He does have 2 doubles. 0-1. He takes in the dirt. Good backhanded stop Villar, and it's 1-1. The Riders' 1 grand slam this year was at home against Corpus Christi. That was back in June by Cooper Johnson. Frisco had a franchise record 9 grand slams last year, but just 1 so far this season. 1 ball and 1 strike on the Riders' third baseman. Lowen brings it in. Outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. I mentioned Freeman and how good he is here in this ballpark. A 930 OPS at home, a 604 OPS on the road. The offering. Swing and a miss. Dropped a changeup off. And it's 2-2. Out in front on it. Low and ready from the stretch. He fires. Breaking ball fouled off of the plate. Boy, that was an elevated pitch that Freeman somehow got on top of and fouled it straight into the ground. And it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes with Abimelech Ortiz waiting on deck. There's nobody ready out of the bullpen for San Antonio, so this is Lowen's inning no matter what. With 2 power threats here for the Riders. Trying to blow this game wide open. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball rode inside. Tied him up. 2 outs. And here's Abby. Boy, is he looking for a breakout tonight. 0-3 with 3 strikeouts. Abby homered earlier in this series. First pitch. There's a fly ball down the left field line, down into the corner. Cummings watching it, and it is a foul ball. Just foul.
Mere feet, the difference there for Ortiz. That ball just kept hooking on him. And it just narrowly missed hitting the foul pole. It glided just to the left. It had the distance for a homer. It would have exited the short porch into that home run terrace. I couldn't keep it fair.
It's a concrete wall there in foul territory to the left of the in-touch home run terrace. And it hit that concrete wall just in foul territory. So 0-1 here on Abby as he just missed a grand slam. You haven't seen Abby go opposite field very often either. He nearly poked it the opposite way. 0-1 pitch. Just outside at 96, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike.
Last opposite field homer that I remember for Ortiz came on the road in Corpus Christi. It was a first inning 3-run shot to left.
1-1. There's a ground ball up the middle. That'll work. A base hit into center. Ducone in to score. Osuna around. He crosses standing. The throw into third, not in time. And Abimelech Ortiz drives in two. 2-run single to make it 7-1 Rough Riders. Kaber went first to third on the play, and that time he couldn't get the grand slam, but a 105-mile-an-hour exit velocity ground ball into center field. And Ortiz with a 2-run, 2-out single, and the Riders add on. Here comes Jeff Andrews out of the dugout, and he'll go have a chat with Lowen. So 7 runs on 9 hits for the Rough Riders tonight. Frisco has scored 5 or more runs in 3 of the 4 games in this series, and they are swinging it really well right now. Usually it's been the homer. Today it has been stringing hits together and picking up hits with runners in scoring position. Frisco now 5-for-11 with runners in scoring position tonight. They had 11 homers in their last 6 games coming into this game. This will certainly do the job. Hatcher Stanton now 0-for-1. A walk and a hit by pitch. Here's the offering in. It's low and away, missing with a changeup, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ortiz leads from first. Rodriguez from third. 1-0. Spears the outside corner is to right. 96-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-1. They play Hatcher the opposite way in the outfield, and he has powered all fields. 9 homers this year. 1-1 offering. A check swing, and he didn't go on a pitch just below the zone on a fastball, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher, a free swinger. He swings and misses at a higher rate than anybody in the Texas League, but he's hitting .294 this year. Very good hitter for contact. When he puts it in play, he puts it in play hard. 2-1. Chopper foul at the plate. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aaron Zavala on deck with 2 down. Riders by 6. 2-2. There's a line shot in the left center. It's down and rolling into the alley. Rodriguez scores. Abby on to third. Hatcher to second. The slide, the tag, save. RBI double, Josh Hatcher. 8-1 Rough Riders. Riders just keep pouring it on. Drilled into left center at 104 miles an hour off the bat. And Aaron Zavala climbs to the plate, an opportunity to keep on chugging here in this sixth inning.
That's a flawless approach from Hatcher there on a 2-strike count. Let a 96-mile-an-hour fastball get deep on you, shoot it the other way, and that's going to chase Carter Lowen from this ballgame.
Yep, here comes Luke Montz. He's got the hook with him. And the manager will take the ball from Carter Lowen. A dip into the bullpen once again for these San Antonio Missions. And they will bring out Jason Blanchard, the lefty, to face the left-hander Aaron Zavala. We'll be back for the sixth inning. 8-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Aaron Zavala facing Jason Blanchard, and the left-hander deals into the left-handed batter. It's on the outside corner, a strike 0-1. Already 3 runs in this bottom of the sixth inning for the Rough Riders. 8-1, Rough Riders lead it. Zavala already a 2-run double earlier in the ballgame today. The pitch. There's a line shot down the right field line. Perez can't get it. It's down all the way to the fence. That brings in 2 runs, and the Riders are just pouring it on tonight. It's 10-1 Frisco. Second 2-run double of the game for Aaron Zavala. Boys are having fun tonight. Ortiz and Hatcher easily in to score. Aaron Zavala went to left center the first time. He goes down the right field line. This time, his second 2-run double. Four RBIs tonight for Z. Here's Luis Mieses. 10-1 Rough Riders. The pitch. It's inside, one ball and no strikes. Ninth man up in the inning for Frisco. Zavala tying a career high with those four RBIs tonight. He did it back on May 4th at Corpus as well. 1-0. It's fouled back. It looked like catcher's interference there. Yeah, Mieses reaches on catcher's interference. He caught Villar's glove on his swing. So that's an error on Villar, and Rough Riders bat around here in the sixth inning. Boy, you almost run out of words to describe the way that the Rough Riders have beaten the San Antonio Missions like a drum this year. They're up 10-1 here in the sixth inning. Blanchard readies in the 1-0. That's down and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. And a throw down to third, not in time, a double steal. A delayed double steal for the Rough Riders. How about that?
That ends up base running right there. Just took a hesitation, and it caught everybody off guard. Villar took a second, and by the time he realized it and made the throw, it was too late.
Up 9, the Rough Riders double steal. One ball, no strike pitch. Up and away, 2-0. Well, the Rough Riders looking to go 19-3 against San Antonio and dominating them here on this Friday night. In every facet, Blanchard kicks in. That's high, and it's three balls and no strikes. 10 runs on 11 hits for Frisco. Two outs. Degote began this inning with a base hit to right field and came in to score. The offering. That's high. Ball four, and Blanchard walks him on four pitches. So Blanchard has faced three batters. Two-run double from Aaron Zavala. Catcher's interference, Mieses reach. And he walked Degote on four pitches, so here's Tucker Mitchell. 11th man up in the inning for the Riders. Bases loaded once again. The pitch. Swing and a foul. Oh, no. Did he miss it? I think he just swung and missed it. It went off a large glove back behind him. No advancement, though. 0-1. Mitchell tonight hit by a pitch and a run scored in the fourth. He's popped out and struck out. Here's the left-hander, 0-1. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate, it's 0-2. Mitchell looking to do some damage here and just expand on this lead even more. Frisco looking for their third consecutive win tonight. Here's Blanchard's 0-2. Swinging a foul back in a large glove. Strike three, inning over. But what a productive inning it was for Frisco. They score five runs in the inning. It comes on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits. One error, and the bases left loaded. Top seven next. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back. It's the Riders 10 and the Missions 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Missions half of the seventh inning, and they'll do it against the new arm of the right-hander Andy Rodriguez, the 25-year-old from Cuba. Toes the rubber. The Riders leading 10-1 after a five-run bottom of the sixth. What an offensive performance it's been for the Rough Riders tonight. Coming off back-to-back series losses on the road in Midland and then here against Springfield. And that Springfield series that the Cardinals took 5 out of 6 from the Riders could have gone either way. That was a game, or a series rather, filled with offense. And the Rough Riders have kept it rolling here in this series against San Antonio. 9 runs a couple of nights ago and their first win in the series. 5 last night and 10 through 6 innings tonight. Rodriguez first offering. A fastball at 94, top of the zone, called a strike on Marcus Castagnon. Castagnon is 0-for-2 here on the evening, facing Rodriguez for the first time, and he sends a pop-up back out of play. Falls behind, nothing in two. Andy Rodriguez has had some tough luck as of late. The numbers over his last few outings, not so great, but it's been a ton of soft contact for the righty. 0-2. Check swing, and they appeal down to first. He didn't offer. Fastball just missed the top of the strike zone, and Castagnon narrowly went around. Rodriguez quickly back on the rubber, and he's ready to go. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Andy Rodriguez strikes out the first he faces, and there's one away here in the top of the seventh. Rodriguez numbers overall on the year are still really, really good. He's 3-2 with a 2.44 ERA across 33 appearances, this being number 34 for Andy Rod. There's Michael De La Cruz from the left side, and he watches a called strike on the outer half. Rodriguez attacking with a fastball, cutter, slider, and changeup mix. He kicks and delivers, and he just misses the bottom of the strike zone, even at a ball and a strike. Now, this is a Rough Riders roster that is filled with high-energy characters, and Andy Rodriguez is one of those, always a smiling face in the clubhouse. So he gets a foul ball back out of play on the left side. Rodriguez has done a nice job of elevating that fastball tonight, 93 right at the top of the zone on the 1-1 pitch, and he now has the lead on Michael De La Cruz. Righty readies, the 1-2. Swinging a soft roller out towards second base. Degody has it and throws on the run. Ortiz has it in time. 2 up, 2 down for Andy Rodriguez. The Rough Riders at one point in time boasted the best bullpen ERA in all of AA. And that series against the Springfield Cardinals derailed that a little bit. The Rough Riders in the ninth inning alone gave up 12 runs across the 6 games. Here's Joshua Mears, and he goes after the first offering and hammers it deep to left center field. Zavala back, looking, and it is gone. Joshua Mears has his first homer at the AA level this year. Fastball left middle of the zone from Rodriguez, and it's now a 10-2 ball game. Not only the first homer this season at the AA level for Joshua Mears, but the first hit. He was 0-for-2 thus far tonight with a strikeout, and overall in the series 0-for-5 after making his season debut last night. Riders still leading by 8. And the first pitch to Anthony Villar runs well inside. 10-2 our score in favor of Frisco. The home run, just the third hit allowed by the Rough Riders staff tonight. Nick Krauth went 5 1/3, surrendering 2 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. The 1-0. Called a strike at the top of the zone. Even at 1-1 on the left-handed hitting catcher, Anthony Villar. Rodriguez readies, and the pitch. Just missed the inside corner with a fastball. Advantage goes to Villar, 2-1. Villar walked and came around to score the first run for San Antonio. That was in the top of the sixth. He shoots one foul left side into the seats. And we're even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez, the third arm used tonight for the Rough Riders. Jackson Kelly picked up a pair of outs and got himself a strikeout. 2-2. Soft roller right side. It stays fair for Ortiz and takes him right to the bag. And he'll step on first to retire the side. So Andy Rodriguez works a seventh inning. He gives up 1 run. It comes on the homer by Joshua Mears. 1 run on 1 hit. No errors and nobody left on base. We go to the last of the seventh inning. Rough Riders looking to tack on to their 10-2 lead here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders looking to add on here in the bottom of the seventh. They have the top of the lineup due up after sending 11 to the plate in a 5-run sixth. They lead it 10-2. And here's Alejandro Osuna, who's reached all 4 times tonight. He watches a called strike at the bottom of the zone. Left-hander Jason Blanchard back out there. Blanchard came on and got the missions out of that sixth inning. Got the final out, did allow a hit and a walk. And so Osuna fouls one back over the netting behind home plate, and it'll become a souvenir for a fan here at Riders Field. And Osuna behind, nothing in two.
Luke, we have to talk about Danny Jansen.
We do. Quite a story. Offering to Osuna misses low and away. 1-2. One of the most interesting things maybe in the history of baseball. Just announced today that Danny Jansen is going to play against his former team. So there's a foul ball on the left side. He was part of a trade, but that game that was going on got delayed, and Danny Jansen was at the plate when it happened. Reese McGuire no longer with the organization. Broken bat, grounder back to the hill, and Blanchard has it. Underhanded flip over to first base, and Osuna retired for the first time tonight. Gabriel Rodriguez will come up. And correct me if I'm wrong, Zach, but I don't think that's ever happened.
No, it's never happened before. So basically he's going to play for two teams in the same game. And he was at the plate when the game was suspended, and they're obviously continuing the game and finishing it now.
Lefty kicks to Rodriguez, a wave and a miss.
And the funny thing is, because he was at the plate when the game was suspended and he's now playing for the opposite team, the batter who takes his spot, if he gets out, that's going to be an out on Danny Jensen's ledger.
Yep. A one on its way, called a strike.
So because Jensen's going to be catching, do you tell the guy what's coming?
Maybe.
You're like, hey, it's a fastball here. You got to get a hit here. I don't want to go over.
Kind of go out with a bang for your old team, as there's a wave and a miss by Rodriguez. And Blanchard has himself a strikeout. There's two gone here in the seventh.
Just a very weird situation. There have been situations where guys have been traded to the team that they're playing in a series, but it's never happened in the same game where a player has played for both teams.
So many moving pieces have to come together for that scenario. There will be a lot of people watching just for that moment. And it's not a huge moment in the game, but part of baseball history. High fly ball out to left field by Cody Freeman. And the left fielder Cummings is camped under it. He reaches skyward into the night sky. And it's a 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh for the Rough Riders offense against Jason Blanchard. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go top eight with the Rough Riders leading the missions 10-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Andy Rodriguez back on the hill. He has Robert Perez Jr. at the bottom of the card before it turns over for Ripken Reyes and Connor Hollis. And Rodriguez's first pitch. This is down and away to the right-handed hitting right fielder. Robert Perez is 2-for-2 tonight with two singles. It's two of the three hits for San Antonio. And now he jumps ahead, two balls and no strikes. Andy Rodriguez trying to go two innings. It would be the first time since August 9th at Midland. Delivers a breaking ball, and this is outside, 3-0. The longest outing of the year for Andy Rodriguez came in that appearance previous to August 9th. It was August 4th at San Antonio against these missions where he went a season-high three innings of work. And he pumps a strike past Robert Perez Jr., and it's 3-1. He went three innings against San Antonio, one run, or one hit, no runs. He was impressive, a wave and a miss on a heater high and tight on the right-handed hitter, hitting Perez. All three hits tonight for San Antonio have come from the bottom third of the order. Two of those from the ninth spot here in Robert Perez Jr., offering home, and the 3-2 misses beneath the zone. It's a leadoff walk issued by Rodriguez. So So the lineup turns over. Fourth trip through the order for San Antonio offensively. Ripken Reyes is still in search of hit number one in this series. The Mission's leadoff man had the night off last night, but across three games now, he is 0 for 13. And he hits one hard down the right field line. Long run for Mieses, and there's the first hit. It'll roll to the wall. Robert Perez Jr. getting the wave to the plate. Dugotti's throw to Tucker Mitchell is not in time, and San Antonio picks up another run. Ripken Reyes bursts out of the slump with an RBI double. But not a high leverage situation for Andy Rodriguez. The RBI double cuts it to a 7-run lead for Frisco here in the top of the eighth. The first two have reached. Robert Perez with a walk just came around to score. And now Ripken Reyes at second base for Connor Hollis. He was 0 for 2 with a walk. That was his last trip. Rodriguez in a slight crouch has his sign. He comes set and kicks home. Called strike on the outer edge to Connor Hollis. What a series it's been for the second baseman tonight for San Antonio. Came in an even 500 hitter across the first three games in this series, but has been held hitless tonight. Rodriguez misses down and away with a breaking ball. That'll even things at 1-1. A double for Ripken Reyes, the first hit tonight for the top six in this order for San Antonio. Rodriguez readies. Set at the belt. He lifts and 1-1 chopped on the ground out towards shortstop. Camber Rodriguez has it. He fires to first and Connor Hollis is the first out at the top of the eighth. Andy Rodriguez induces a ground ball to Camber Rodriguez. That's pretty good right there. Rider vision in left center field. A nice Andy Rodriguez Photoshop in there. It says Andy's coming. Gotta love it. First offering to Sanabria. This guy at a high on the left side. I guess I should mention as well a Toy Story background going on there.
That's the joke there.
And there it's back up. There's a good shot of it if you're watching on MILB TV. Andy, you gotta close your eyes, man. Everybody else is faking asleep.
What's your favorite Toy Story movie?
Called strike on Sanabria.
You hear there's a fifth one coming out?
When did the most recent one come out?
The fourth one came out 2019, I want to say, 2018.
I believe I saw that one in a drive-in movie theater. There's a liner up the middle and sneaks past Camber Rodriguez into center field. It's an RBI knock for Romeo Sanabria. Ripken Reyes scoring on the base hit. I don't know if I can name a favorite one.
Really?
But I can name a favorite character. Give me Sporky all day long.
Okay, that's Toy Story 4.
4? Okay,
yeah.
We'll go with 4 then.
Okay.
How about you?
Toy Story 3 is one of my favorite animated movies of all time.
Gotta love it.
I cried so much in that movie.
You're not supposed to tell us that, Zach. Here's Cole Cummings, and he waves and misses at the first offering from Rodriguez.
It came out right when I was going to college, and Andy's going to college at the end of the movie. I'm like, I'm going to miss my toys, too, you know?
What toys did you have heading up to college?
That's a good question.
The 0-1, wave and a miss, and Cummings behind nothing in two.
Not many at that point.
We're talking like a DS. What do we have? Like a video game?
Yeah, I was an Xbox 360 guy back in the day.
Xbox 360? What was that? 2009? High fly ball out to left center field. Zavala ranging over into the alleyway. He's camped behind it, and he'll make the grab. That'll send Sanabria back to first base, and Cole Cummings is out number two.
Listen here, young man. Not that old.
It's one of our favorite bits within the Rough Riders front office. We have a lack of birthdays here at the ballpark. Zach Bigley just turns a year older. We started at, what, Well, your actual birthday.
Which was the first game of the season.
29.
Yeah.
And we've climbed all the way up to about 43. Yeah. Marcus Castagnon shoots the first pitch foul back to the netting. Riders leading 10-4 after two runs have come home against Andy Rodriguez here in the eighth.
Sometimes it feels like I've aged 20 years during the season.
Ratty kicks. The 0-1. Just missed outside. Even at a ball and a strike.
Never too old for Toy Story movies, though.
Absolutely not. 1-1. Glides across the top of the zone at the outside corner. And Rodriguez hops ahead. 1-2. Well, as we're talking about birthdays, we've got to say a happy birthday tonight. Brett Platts, the Rough Riders strength and conditioning coach.
Happy birthday, Platsy.
24, I do believe. There's a chopper up the middle. Degote has it, and he'll take it to the bag. And that retires the side. But San Antonio inches closer. They add two runs. It comes on two hits. No errors, and they leave one stranded aboard the base paths. We turn the page. Bottom of the eighth next. Riders out in front 10-4, looking to add some insurance here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
New arm on the hill. That's the left-hander and former big leaguer, Daniel Camarena. And Ortiz shoots the first pitch in the air. On the infield, third baseman Castagnon looking up at it. He takes a couple steps backwards, and Abimelech Ortiz is the first out of the bottom of the eighth and the first of the outing. Camarena, a 6-foot left-hander, 31 years old. And he goes to work against another lefty in Josh Hatcher. Shrink of four consecutive lefties, and he pumps a called strike on the outer third to Josh Hatcher. Hatcher's had himself an active night, although he's just 1-for-2 with an RBI double and a strikeout. He's reached in his other two trips with a hit-by-pitch and a walk. Taps one softly, right side. Sanabria, the first baseman, has it. He'll take it himself to the pillow. In time, two gone. On just three pitches, Camarena has himself a pair of outs. And Aaron Zavala, arguably the hottest hitter in this Rough Riders lineup. We'll dig in and try to get something going with two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Riders out in front, 10-4. Zavala has two-run doubles tonight. He's also walked and struck out. Tallied seven hits in this series, carrying in all four games. the bright yellow batting gloves. Initial offering lines outside, a breaking ball. Camarena, the fourth reliever and fifth pitcher overall used by San Antonio tonight. And a dip into the pen in the third inning. Lefty kicks and fires. There's a called strike at the knees. 1-1. Sam Whiting went 2 2/3, giving up 3 earned runs on 4 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Lefty a high leg kick in the 1-1. Right at the top of the zone, called a strike. 1-2 on Aaron Zavala. Pitch number 7 of the inning for Camarena, and it's rocketed right side, but right in to the first baseman Sanabria's glove, and the inning is over. So the Riders go down quietly against Daniel Camarena. He faces the minimum in a scoreless bottom of the 8th. Top 9 coming up. The Rough Riders looking to slam the door on San Antonio and take this one. They lead 10-4 here on the Riders Baseball Network. When we come back, it's Zach Bigley on the mic.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the 9th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top 9, Larson Kindreich takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. Frisco now leading it 10-4 tonight. Not a safe situation for Kindreich, but the Oregonian still looks to lock it down. Michael De La Cruz, Joshua Mears, and Anthony Villar, the 3 duo. Michael De La Cruz is 0-3 tonight. Kindreich, the fourth pitcher used by Frisco in this evening's ballgame. Nick Ralph got the start. He went 5 1/3, allowing just one run. Then Jackson Kelly, Andy Rodriguez, and now Kindreich. First pitch to De La Cruz from the left-hander is outside. It's 1 and no strikes. Kindreich introducing a new pitch in his last outing. He's ready. And the 1-0 offering. That's fouled back, and it's 1-1. Kindreich was primarily a curveball pitcher for his best secondary offering, but he started throwing a slider, and he had a few sliders offered into his last outing with the Riders. 1-1. And that's outside with that slider, and it's 2-1. Just an extra little wrinkle for him. It was really interesting chatting with him about his arsenal and how it's evolved over the course of his career. 2-1. That's right down the heart of the plate. A strike with a fastball. It's even at 2-2. When he was in high school, he started out at the highest classification in Oregon, pitching in Southern Oregon, but then transferred to a school that was in the 5A level, which is the second highest classification. 2-2. It's down and in, 3-2, and there he absolutely dominated, but he was able to dominate mostly with his fastball and occasionally threw a curveball and a very occasional changeup. But for the most part, he was able to just dominate with that heater. Then when he went to Biola University in Southern California, he had to mix in more. 3-2. That's low, 4. Misses with that curveball, and he walks De La Cruz here in the 9th inning. 10-4 Rough Riders lead it. And that's, you know, not uncommon. Of course, as every pitcher goes along, they're able
to add more pitches and try and figure out what works best for them to dominate hitters. Here's the offering in. That's high, all the way back to the backstop on the fastball. De La Cruz moves down to second. One ball and no strikes. And Mitchell will go out and chat with Kindreich. But he has certainly found a place in pro ball and had a really nice season last year out of the bullpen and found himself up here in Double A. These two worked with each other a lot in High A Hickory over the last couple seasons. Joshua Mears, a solo home run his last time up in the left center field. All of San Antonio's four runs have come in their last three offensive innings. Here's the stretch and the 1-0. There's a curveball on the outside corner, a strike. One ball and one strike on Mears. Playing in just his second Double-A game this season, he did make his first Double-A outings in 2022. Here's the offering home. Swing and a miss. Burned it right by him, and it's one ball and two strikes. When the Rough Riders faced the Missions in the first round of the playoffs in 2022, Mears played in both games of that series. He reached just one time the offering. And a check swing on a breaking ball, though he didn't go. Two balls and two strikes. But a second rounder at the time was just 21 years old, out of Kirkland, Washington, went to Federal Way High School. And a guy who had a lot of promise getting up to Double-A that quickly. He hit just 169 at the Double-A level in 24 games, though. 2-2. Check swing. He went around and a high fastball off the outside corner. Strike three. One away on the first strikeout by Kendrick. And Anthony Villar bats now. Kendrick climbing the ladder there with that here. Villar, a left-handed batter. It's lefty-lefty here in favor of Kindreich. First pitch. Outside corner. Spears it for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders and Missions will play tomorrow in Game 5 of this series. Emiliano Teodo takes the ball for the Rough Riders, who's been the best in the Texas League has to offer this year. 5-3, a 1.75 ERA. 0-1. Bends it back in a high inside fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Austin Krobe opposes him. 3-10, a 5-1-1 ERA for San Antonio. First pitch at 7:05 tomorrow. The offering. Swing and a miss. Elevated slider in the inside corner, and it's 1-2. We'll be on the air at 6:50 in the pregame show. We'll have part two of that interview that Luke had with Cooper Johnson, Rough Riders catcher. 1-2. High and tight. Bent it back again on an up and inside fastball. It's two balls and two strikes. Always fun hearing Cooper Johnson talk, and it was great chatting with him last night and today about catching Jacob DeGrom. It was part of the interview as well if you want to tune in tomorrow. He said it was such an amazing experience, and he said, I've never been around somebody and caught someone that has that kind of control with that level of stuff. He said basically anywhere I put my glove, he was able to just place it right there. And that's how you become one of the greatest pitchers of all time, is a mix of great stuff and great command. 2-2. Down in the dirt. Mitchell tries to block. It skips away from his right, but De La Cruz stays at second base. Three balls and two strikes now. And we certainly hope that DeGrom can get back up and make a couple starts of the Rangers this year and come back completely healthy next year and be a big part of that rotation. Three balls and two strikes here on Villar. Offering in. Strike three called. He got him on the upper edge outside corner. Two down. Mission's down to their final out here in the ninth inning. Frisco leading 10-4. Robert Perez in the ninth spot due up, though he's 2-for-2 today with two singles and a walk. First pitch. He swings and misses through a fastball at 94. It's 0-1. De La Cruz leads from second as Kindreich with a bright red glove has his sign. He sets. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. No balls and two strikes. One strike away from a Friday night win. Let's start the fireworks early, shall we? And Perez calls time and steps out. Second to last Friday night that the Rough Riders will host this year. Kindreich, the 0-2. He got him swinging. Riders win. He climbed the fastball, and the Riders win it 10-4, the final over the San Antonio Missions. Kindreich strikes out the side after walking the first batter, and the Rough Riders with an offensive onslaught tonight. They have their 300th career win against the San Antonio Missions, and they are 19-3 against them this season. Luke Maley will tell you more about it when we reach the postgame show here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Manny with you here on the post-game show. And the Riders get it done, make it three in a row for Frisco over San Antonio. And as Zach mentioned, win number 300 in franchise history over the San Antonio Missions. They do it tonight, 10-4 the final. The Rough Riders, 10 runs on 11 hits, no errors. They left 8 stranded. For San Antonio, 4 runs on 5 hits, 1 error, and 4 left aboard. And even that 10-4 score looks a little bit closer than it actually felt. The Rough Riders had themselves a massive advantage. They allowed a run in the 6th, 7th, and 2 in the 8th to make up all 4 runs for the Missions. Nick Krauth improves to 8-5 on the year. Coming into tonight, his 7 wins. Where it was the active lead for the Rough Riders on this pitching staff. He's improved to 8 wins now. 8-5, Sam Whiting drops to 0-2 here at the AA level this season. And then you look at the individual performances offensively for the Riders. Alejandro Osuna, what a night. He reached base 4 times, going 3-for-4 with an RBI and 2 runs scored. The Riders picked up 11 hits. They also got multi-hit games from Aaron Zavala, who went 2-for-4 and led the way with 4 RBI, both of those hits being 2-run doubles. He also worked a walk. Alex Dugoti, 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored. He also reached with a walk. What a night offensively for the Riders. But Nick Krauth set the tempo tonight for the Riders, picking up his 8th win. Boy, was he efficient. 11 pitches in the first inning, 12 in the second, 8 in the third, 9 in the fourth, to tally up 40 pitches through 4 innings. He ran into a little bit of trouble in that 6th inning, but Jackson Kelly came on and got the Rough Riders out of it with a sacrifice fly, followed up by a strikeout to strand a couple aboard the base paths. So Nick Kraut's final line in the win, 5 1/3, 2 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, and 5 punchouts. Riders get it done 10-4 tonight. We'll step aside here on the Riders Baseball Network. When we come back, we'll talk about the rest of the fun over the rest of the weekend here at Riders Field.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field, following the 10-4 win for the Rough Riders, they've won 3 in a row. They're now 19-3 across 22 games against the San Antonio Missions. Nick Kraut the win, Sam Whiting the loss here in game 118 and 4 out of 6 in this series. So the Riders will turn their attention to game 5 of this 6-game set as they look to wrap up a 12-game homestand before heading the road for a 6-game series on the road against the Royals-affiliated Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tomorrow's matchup, another fun one. It's Austin Krobe, a 3-10 record with a 5.11 ERA going for San Antonio. The Rough Riders turning to the Texas League's best. Right-hander Emiliano Teodo, 5-3 with a 1.75 ERA. The Fireballer is the number 6 prospect in the Rangers organization. He gets the ball tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. first pitch. It's Baseball in Paradise night alongside Princess and Pirates night. Want to make sure to arrive early because kids can grab themselves a sword and a wand giveaway on their way through the gates. And then following the game, kids can run the bases post-game presented by our friends at Raising Cane's. And then this 12-game homestand comes to a close with a 6.05 first pitch on Sunday. It's Touch a Truck Night presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, where you can interact with local construction, police, and fire personnel, as well as their vehicles here at the ballpark. You also want to make it early to that one, as the gates open up at 5 o'clock. And right when they open, we'll start the timer on a 30-minute pregame catch in the outfield as part of Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's. All sorts of kid-centered themes, inflatables, and more going on throughout the contest for that one. And then just like there is tonight, post-game fireworks on Sunday brought to you by Globe Life and powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Well, that wraps us up tonight. The Rough Riders secure, at the very least, a series split with the San Antonio Missions. They've won 3 in a row, and tonight they take their 300th in franchise history against the San Antonio Missions. 10-4 the final score. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for joining us on a beautiful Friday night for baseball. Back at it tomorrow, 7.05 the first pitch. You don't want to miss Emiliano Teodo, the number 6 prospect and the Texas League's ERA leader on the hill. 7.05 with pregame coverage on the Riders Baseball Network beginning at 6.50.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!